This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, August. Go down because I don't remember the date. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today, we're going to try to finally go and deal with a conversation we promised to do yesterday, but did not get to do it. The Village Project Development Company. I'm going to repeat it again. We're going to talk about the Carmichael Village Project Development Company. I'm going to introduce one or two terms, new terms. So you know I had to say it, Aaron, you got to find these terms so we can introduce them to the listener. Some new terms that I'm not familiar with PPP. And it took me a while to understand what a PPP, but I know what a PPP means, that other people bringing the money and we assisting with basically the, as a partner and me moving forward with that. But different acronyms dealing with development. Some months ago, my cousin in Jamaica sent me an article, said, you know we lending y'all money? I said, not y'all backwards country lending us money. You mean we lending y'all money, eh? And he said, no, man, we helping y'all build houses there in the Bahamas. And I told her, Jamaicans helping us build houses in the Bahamas? He said, man, y'all just borrowed $10 million from us. And said, we got to pay it back? And now she's going back and forth and true to form, yeah, we borrowed some money. Big investment. We building houses inside the Bahamas. But since then, the opposition is calling foul. Say, man, what happened to the money? What happened to the development? And I say, I don't know what happened to the money. Bahamians forget. I mean, we get it. The money spent. Stop complaining. But there's, the devil's inside the details. So we're going to be talking about that because I wanted to remind people that we did borrow some money. I want to remind people that there is something called like a Michael Village Project Development Company where we're building some houses. I want to remind people that this is not necessarily a PPP. It's something to make sure people understand what it is. First, we've got to understand what is a PPP. I think it's GPP. I'm not sure. I got to ask Aaron. Aaron have the article there. But what I'm going to do first, before we even start with some definition, okay, so people say, what are you talking about? I'm going to have Aaron read the article to get us all abreast of what I'm talking about. So when you call, when you analyze, when you do your critical analysis on it, you say, okay, at least I know which article you're referencing. Interrogating is a better word. One or two things in the article where more likely I don't understand, and hopefully someone call and say, okay, means this, you know, and it leads to one conversation to the next. And we just want to get people to be informed, to be more critical in our response, and then to learn one or two stuff. So when people come to us, they say, no, man, I know better. This is how it goes. This is how it goes because I read it. I read it, or at least had someone read it to me. I said, that's you, Papa, making sure people, Aaron, read these things so you could be listening. I understand. Do, Aaron, tell us where the article is from. And then hopefully we'll remind people about how we borrow money from Jamaica, from my Jamaican cousins, them, and to build houses, and then where that development is.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Mr. Nuri. I'm not sure how much learning I could do you, but the article itself is very interesting. The article is Why the Mystery Over $10 Million Loan to Carmichael Village Company, Nassau Tribune, 14th of August, 2025. In the article, Senator Darren Enfield is reading essentially from a letter sent to the Prime Minister by the opposition, questions Village Project Development Company. The article reads, the opposition is again pressed for details from the government surrounding a $10 million loan to Carmichael Village Project Development Company. Senator Darren Enfield yesterday pushed for the Davis administration to answer $10 million loan to the Carmichael Village Project Development Company, listed as a government business enterprise, GBE, in the quarterly public debt statistical bulletin. reading a letter penned by the leader of the opposition, Mr. Minister Davis, from July 8th into the record of the Senate. Mr. Henfield urged the Davis administration to demonstrate the level of transparency and accountability they demand from foreign entities registered in the jurisdiction and reveal details surrounding the company and the terms of the $10 million loan agreement. Close quotes. Why can't he coming with the Bahamian people as we intend? Told foreign companies, said Mr. Henfield. Here we go back into the meat of the article. That was just, I think, a little political posturing. The letter noted that as the company is listed as a GBE, that's a government business enterprise.
The first time I heard this acronym, GBE.
His was funny. It's the first time I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But guess what? Yeah. I bet you know a bunch of GBEs.
Yeah.
You just didn't know they were GBEs.
More like I thought it was PPPs.
Yeah, but I'm going to go into the definition in a second. The letter noted that as the company is listed as a GBE and was provided a loan from the public purse, the Bahamian people should have been advised of the company's existence and purpose. Quote, we can find no evidence of an announced company or any public funds advanced to it. We find this astonishing given that your ministry lists that company as a GBE, which would be, by definition, an entity principally owned by the government people to undertake commercial services in the marketplace, close quote, said Henfield.
So we pause there, and we're going to read that again. So a PPP is a public...
No. Oh, yeah.
A PPP is a public-private partnership. This GBE is... It's going to be the principal of it, and it's going to be used for gaining money on behalf of the Bahamian people? Read that again.
I'm coming right now. We can find no evidence. The ministry lists the company as a GBE, which would be, by definition, an entity principally owned by the government in trust for the Bahamian people to undertake commercial services in the marketplace. Another definition, a public-private partnership, PPP. No, a GBE is a hybrid form of organization that combines the commercial aspects of private companies with the public policy goals of government. They play a crucial role in providing essential services and development, but they also require careful management to avoid potential inefficiencies and financial risks. For a dollar, I'll give you a dollar if you could give me an example of a GBE right now.
Airport?
Yeah. Not the airport, Bahamas Air.
Bahamas Air?
Airport is PPP. Bahamas Air is a GBE.
We don't make no money from the Bahamas Air.
It combines the commercial aspects of private companies with the public policy goals of the government. What's the public policy goal of the government connected to Bahamas Air? We're an archipelagic nation, and the government has an obligation to provide access to effective, efficient transportation services, equitable and equal, right? And so it may not turn a profit. That does not mean it's not valuable. That does not mean it's not necessary, nor that it's vital, especially since the government seems reticent, hesitant, unwilling to ensure this equitability, I can say equanimity, maybe that's the word, that people on the family islands can access the same services that people in New Providence can access, because your job as a government is to ensure that across the archipelago, they are equitably accessible.
Okay, that's finished for
you. All right, so we go back to the... Okay, a lot of people, they shut down Bahamas Air, but it's important to know why Bahamas Air. Quote, how could the Bahamian people not be advised formally about that the government has established a multi-million dollar entity in the people's name? Thus, on behalf of the Bahamian people, we demand the following answers. Ms. Enfield went on to question the purpose and structure of the company, as well as its current standing with the Registrar General and Department of Inland Revenue. Quote, when was the Carmichael Village Project Development Company Limited formed? Was a company formed by government attorneys or through a private practice? Where is the registered office for the company? Is the company a GBE? If so, please provide the name of the board members, chairpersons of the company, as an established and functioning board would be required by Finance Management Act, close quote, said Henfield. Quote, what is the scope of this GBE? What are its core objectives and mandate? Is the company a going concern? I'm not sure what that question means. In good standing with the Registrar General, does it have a business license? Is it a VAT? Is it VAT registered? What are its primary sources of income? What are its major elements in its expenditure? Who is the most senior manager of this company? Who is the chief financial officer? Finance officer? Who's the CFO? He also questioned the purpose of the $10 million loan, as well as repayment terms and beneficiaries of the funds.
Let's start with some facts.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is there's something that's called Carmichael. What that Carmichael thing is?
Carmichael Village Project Development Company Limited.
In essence, does that exist? Is that a fact? There is something that named that.
The letter is listed as a GBE and was provided a loan from the public purse. Also, earlier in the article, the author of the article says, to answer questions about the loan to the company listed as a government business enterprise in the quarterly public debt statistical bulletin.
So it was listed. So yeah. It definitely exists. And they got a loan. And you're saying that we don't know how it's being operated and what is its mandate as yet?
Well, the question,
or these are questions being posed.
By the leader of the in a letter to the Prime Minister, by the leader of the opposition. These particular questions were presented by Mr. Darren Henfield, a senator in the Senate.
Should be humans care about this anyway?
Yes.
I put to you, say, man, y'all just complain too much. Just wait until the information comes out.
When's the last time you touched $10 million?
I ain't touched it yet.
When's the last time somebody said, you need to borrow $10 million?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Have that.
Man, that's like a pool in the school. You thought that in your lifetime, you would be able to touch, enjoy, benefit, even see $10 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
If it was just me asking these questions, Mr. Nui, yeah. I would say, Aaron, really, why are you so concerned about this?
Yeah.
But this is the opposition in the House putting these questions.
And they look like they don't know.
To the government. And for me,
any Bahamians know that we have a Carmichael
Village project development company
happening. I heard about it. I'm not sure where it stands, but I know that it exists. I know that there's a CEO. I know there is a chief financial officer. I know that they start the construction. Do anybody talk with a common man drive past? See the project there?
Not only is this the first time I heard about the company and the loan, this is the first time I've heard reference of the term GBE. Right? And so I got the definitions of GBE, PPP, and SPV.
Let's talk about the definitions. Forget.
All right, but I want to make, there's another note we need to get back to, like what is the purpose of this particular GBE given the existing entities and mechanisms in the sector already?
Read my definition first. And then
I got you.
First, just so other Bahamians listen or just be aware that these are different concepts.
Okay.
They're working already in the Bahamas.
So, brief definition of a GBE. GBEs are a hybrid form of organization that combines the commercial aspects of private companies with the public policy. They play a crucial role in providing essential services and promoting economic development, but they also require careful management to avoid potential inefficiencies and financial risks. Again, I think Bahamas Air is a GBE. A public-private long-term arrangement between a government and private sector institutions. Typically, it involves private capital financing government projects and services upfront, and then drawing revenues from taxpayers and or users for profit over the course of the PPP contract. PPPs have been implemented in multiple countries and are primarily used for infrastructure projects. Although they are not compulsory, PPPs have been employed for building, equipping, operating, and maintaining schools, hospitals, transport systems, and water and sewer systems. So, NAD I think NAD is a PPP, Nassau Element Corporation. I think that may be a PPP. LPIA may be a PPP, right? Like LPIA may be a project constructed through or renovated, right? Through a PPP. But Bahamas Air would be a GBE. Full-purpose vehicle, and we saw this language arise with the new BPL and new era in energy reform. A special-purpose vehicle is a separate legal entity. The SPV is a distinct company with its own assets and liabilities, as well as its own legal status. Usually, they are created for a specific objective, often to isolate financial risk.
See, that's in policies.
But I'm not sure, because the first time we saw the term SPV, it popped up in the BPL discussion where a private company and the government came together to create a V to do a thing.
And they move government assets to the SPV and have that operate independently of the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what about the Jamaican loan? My cousin say, they lend us some money. And I said, it can't be. And I know we got it because it was inside the papers. I remember it was a big thing that we got the money from Jamaicans.
There's a reference to an article, but Mr. Newegg, to be honest with you, I'm looking at it now in my recollection, because you can see I formatted it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the word Jamaica in here, but let's continue reading. The letter also inquired...
It caused a big ruckus in Jamaica because the Jamaican Sims saying, why are we giving the Bahamians money?
No, I remember that. I'm just saying I am not 1,000% certain loan being referenced in this article,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
But here's where we stopped. You also questioned the purpose of the $10 million loan as well as repayment terms and beneficiaries of the funds. And there's a quote, and we go back. The letter also inquired if the $10 million... to the $20 million loan obtained by the Ministry of Housing in 2022 and questioned why a new GBE, Government Business Enterprise, was established for housing development.
See?
When our other existing gov taken on the task for several decades. Here's the quote, given that all non-statutory public expenditure must be appropriated by Parliament, and given that the government has zero authority to advance loans other than by way of appropriated funds, please the budget this $10 million discharged. Prime Minister, by any metric, the sum $10 million is substantial. Try as we might, we can think of no satisfactory explanation as for why the government, with a mighty public relations team, would neglect to pull that it had established a new GBE. Provided information on its board and management and explained how it had advanced this new entity.
And there's a new subdivision in the Jamaica Road area that we're talking about, basically.
No, there is a new housing initiative taking place in the Jamaica Road area. This article does not directly link this company to that. We could presume or speculate by the name of the company that this GBE has been constructed or crafted for the purpose of facilitating or moving along that particular development. But I'm still stuck on this. The first time, why wasn't it mentioned in the budget?
Let's go to the callers. Didn't we, our government, do like a special vehicle with some shipping companies to bring all the things we import? And someone's going to be managing it for the set of customs.
Okay, so we're talking about not a shipping. Oh, when you said shipping, I thought of a boat,
yeah.
Right? But
import export.
There's a courier company that apparently is. There's a question of whether they are operating outside of the scope of the law by handling jobs specifically outlined for customs and customs officers. I think it's JDL is the company.
Is that one of them GBEs and the SPVs and no?
Listen,
PPP.
Mr. Newry, as responsibly as possible, let me say this as responsibly as possible.
Because we're coming to you right now.
You know they have two controllers at customs?
Yeah.
I almost gone to the grave site to ask Bernard if he know what happening up here.
Yeah, it's two now. Yeah, it takes sometimes you need two people to do the job. That's why.
Remember I told you I was trying to be responsible?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still trying to be
responsible. Let's go to the caller. First caller, Guardian Radio AM. This is CAE Nuri. We're talking about SPVs, PPPs, GBEs.
Look here, don't go into the behemoth. Oh, say, no, that's a SPF.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad.
Go ahead.
You can get burned them.
Go ahead, caller. Caller, go on. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hey, how you doing, CA?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm great, man. And Aaron, you just mentioned something in passing that I had already forgotten about. And, you know, so we had so much things thrown at us over the last, you know, during this administration that, you know, makes plenty good sense if you had money that you didn't have to worry about how you're going to get this fund. If you didn't have to tax the Bahamian people into oblivion to get things done. So you mentioned something about pool in the school, and that's a great idea. But where we at with that? I mean, I hear nothing about that.
Man, listen, you know, hold on. You know, I was making fun because I, in my recollection, right, the article, I sure it was even a Tribune article. In my recollection, the article said that that Mr. Fox had committed to building practice on 20 government school campuses, right?
Wow.
And I thought that article say 7 foot by like 14 foot. And I was like, what we could do with that? That don't make sense.
It doesn't.
But then this weekend just gone, not this one, the week before or right on the last weekend, there was still the Prime Minister, Minister for Education, touring L.W. Young and C.W. Sawyer. And there was a pool. And the pool looked bigger than 7 by 14 feet. It looked bigger than that, right? It could be 20 feet, but if you made it 20 feet, why not just make it 20, right? That's not the point. The point is it appears as if at least one pool has been constructed. Down. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, like I say, these are not bad ideas on their own, right? But we are a country who's struggling with just proper basic infrastructure, right? We don't seem to want to prioritize things, and that's how we're going to get them paid for. You're going to tax my grandchildren to get these things accomplished, which makes no sense.
Who's going to maintain them? I think they were a gift, but who's going to maintain them?
So exactly.
I will say this, though. You still going to have to fill that pool with holy water and get dip in it before you should be on the National Honors List. I just saying. I think I could say that.
Yeah, like I say, it seems that there's a new grand idea every day. Every day there's a grand idea, there's a groundbreaking, and there just seems to be no vision, no proper planning about the way forward. It's just, let's do this.
Right.
$10 million, where we gonna, doesn't matter where we get it from. You know,
even if you have good ideas on paper, if you don't disseminate those ideas in a way that the various stakeholders in society, including ordinary Bahamians, could pick themselves up and locate themselves within your broader policy initiative or agenda, then it's still poor planning.
But gotcha.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the next caller first.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Let me go back to the article.
Hi. Good morning to each of you.
Morning.
Morning. You know, just let me first say, when you talk about the things, there's three categories in each of what you're talking about. When you talk about the GS, the GBE and the SPV, you have to also do a comparative analysis against an SOE.
State-owned enterprise.
Yes, but for each one of them, because each one of them has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look at the PP, we must look at them also.
There are at least four different types.
Yeah, but no, not just for the four type of PPP, but you have the PPP, and then you have this, what we kind of do is like off-book loans versus direct loans that we have. And this is where the blending of these arguments come in. For instance, would we call PPP will more so be constructed if you look at it in the pure sense as off-book loans? Yes, what happens the way we do PPP? I go to the government, I get a letter of intent or something from them. I get literally the government to guarantee the loan in an indirect way. Then I go and get the loan. So that means I have a loan that I'm paying somebody else for, and then I just pass those costs on to the government and make a profit, as opposed to a consortium of people who have put together the capital and directly act as the lender, where we have this, we love to say PPP and these other different things and never have clarification. That's why it's important for us to be able to see these documents in the sense, are they indirect off-book loans? Are they true PPPs or are mm-hmm. they direct hit to the books? And then when we go to these to the other part, the GBEs and SPVs and the SOEs, each one has its narrow specific definition and objective.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like the SPVs, which you know, if you look at the purest sense, you look at it, for instance, let me go through some of them in my head. The GBEs, right? That's like the Bank of the Bahamas, BTC, which is supposed to be a National Flight Services, right? Then we go for the SPVs. That's the National Island Development Company and supposedly these public structure, infrastructure PPPs. That's how they're supposed to be set up. We don't know because we don't have the document. And then we have the state-owned, supposed to be like BPL, Water and Sewer, Bahamas Air, Broadcasting Corporation, and DIC, et cetera. The problem is that since we have happenstance governance, we don't have no clear definition of the role of any of these. And I could assure you and find our leadership right now and ask them to explain just what I said to you about each one of these GBEs, SPVs, SOEs, PPPs, off-book loans, and national debt. It's a blended type of government because national debt and these debts, when properly executed, is not bad. They meant to cut fiscal waste and unlock it. But the problem, just in saying this, the problem is this. When we don't get value for money, that's where the problem is. Because you could go and borrow $10 billion right now, mm-hmm. and it will not cost our children anything if those debts generate the value for which they
and
have.
I appreciate it. Yeah. You have a text where you want to finish explaining?
So I got a text here that says, I remember the loan. It was mentioned by some Jamaican YouTuber during some games that the Bahamas attended in Jamaica. The tuba questions were, one of the questions was if Jamaica had money to lend, right? The same thing.
That's what my cousin asked me.
I remember that discussion. I just wanted to, you know, to say that we don't have a specific link between that conversation and this particular loan. But for me, what arose was this question, Mr. Newry. Why do we need a Carmichael Village Project Development Company? Why do we need a GBE if we have a mortgage corporation?
I really need to explain why you ask that question, right? We're building houses, right? Mm-hmm. There's a demand for houses, and the government is going to answer the demand for houses. And one of the ways they plan to answer the demand for houses is creating
Village Project Company Development.
They're not going to use the mortgage corporation. It seems. They're not going to use the mortgage corporation or they're not going to use any of its partners and affiliates because, you know, they sometimes use AWAC homes to build government houses, et cetera, whoever else who's built houses. They decided to do a whole new concept. And this new concept is a GBE. And I want to know why. What changed that
It's too late in the game. It's too late in the term to be playing games with people's lives.
You can be playing games?
You set this thing up. But here's what I mean when I say playing games, right? Mm-hmm. You set this thing up. Say you lose the election.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? Stop, review,
cancel.
Cancel.
Mm-hmm.
While you in the midst of figuring out where your house could be. Because I presume, like the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation, the cost of the house doesn't change, right? Like the cost of the house is same as a standard commercial house. It's the criteria to qualify for the loan that's different. What the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation provides is accessibility, right? That you can same loan for this, right? With lesser criteria, with different criteria. So what's the purpose of this thing, this vehicle? If the mortgage corporation isn't doing it, then what exactly are you doing?
I'm not sure if the mortgage corporation has money.
And then are you... So shut it down.
What?
Are they broke? Shut it down.
Boy. And then I don't think they want to put the debt of this new vehicle onto the mortgage corporation. They have already debt.
If it's that risky, why are you doing it? Hmm. And then how many homes are you building per year to warrant a whole separate company? How many homes y'all build last year or the year before that? Were y'all in the practice? What's your practice of building homes? Five homes, 14 homes?
Before the election, they're going to build 100
more.
Did
he say it in the church?
No, he ain't saying it in the church.
Well, I don't believe it.
You say it when he's standing on a tractor in a three-piece suit.
Did think he's Ron Binde.
I don't know.
Here's a text. Somebody said owned. Okay, I can't remember what they were referencing. They sent a text at like 11:26. Mm. Said owned by somebody whose name is big. Look at that big name, Mr. Yuri.
Okay.
I just wanted the text to know that we're reading the text, but not out loud. My question is, why didn't Mr. Pintard mention these in the House of Assembly? What's the purpose of having his senator ask these questions? Because the speaker's not in the Senate. You think y'all think Mr. Pintard like getting verbally beat up all the time? You think we the people like to hear the opposition who representing the concerns of the people get up in the House all the time to speak on a show, man? I mean, I don't know why. I could be honest, I don't know why. Text to remind me the reference to the comment. Here's another text, going concern. Okay, he's given a definition for the term going concern. Because remember I read that in the article and I didn't know what it meant? Mr. Henfield was speaking. Anyway, the text says, growing concern means financially viable and can operate based on its stability for at least another 12 months. It's an accounting term. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right, so we have a text saying we have a number of SPVs, the ag plan. What the egg thing?
The
is?
Golden Yolk Program doesn't exist. And y'all stop talking about it.
The LNG thing is a special vehicle thing also. Yeah.
Right. The things coming out of the era of energy reform, right? Yeah. Is it Bahama Grid Company? Is a SPV, I guess whatever mechanism is created for the LNG portion of the reform is an SP. But for me, they say... How come it's 2025 and this is the first time you're using the term,
new term.
GBE? Mm. And why are you using it now? Why don't you just reference it the same way you reference all the other GBEs? Now, mind you, see, Alan Johnson came in and said, look, when he referenced the term SOE, which is a state-owned enterprise, right? When you hear that, that is a subset of GBEs, right? But why you didn't mention GBE before?
Mm. Okay. Let's go to the caller then. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Nguyen. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, they seem like they're talking with one company, which sounds like a ghost company.
That's what it seems like. But hold on. Enough information in the public domain to suggest that this company is real. We just need to know what's happening with it.
Yeah, who was the Minister of Housing at the time when these things happened?
I can find out right now.
I know it was only two Ministers of Housing. It's Keith Bell and Joe Batcobi. I just don't know who was in charge then.
So, yeah, okay, so let's look at the date 2022. The ministry reshuffle was what, 2023?
Yeah, but so that was Kobe.
So it could have been Kobe time of the loan obtained by the Ministry of Housing.
That's a Jamaican loan. That's what I call it, Jamaican loan. Let's go back to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guide me, Miriam.
Yes, good morning to you two interrogators.
Well, we're just trying to understand what's happening. I want to know where the Jamaican money going.
I want to know how I could just get $10 million.
Mm. We got some Jamaican money, and I need it now.
Well, I could tell you, I mean, you know, look, watch this now, because you need to appreciate the powers that lawyers have. Right now, today, the U.S. is trying to find one of us. For the same reason, lawyers are able to hold clients' funds. And I mean, for a special purpose. Now, you can name that purpose a GE, whatever you want.
No, that's different. That's entirely different.
I see where you're trying to manipulate the thing about.
You know where I'm trying to show you all, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay, have a nice day.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Any more?
Okay. No, right? It's just more questions of similar nature.
Let's ask the questions.
No, it's just the quote from Henfield, right? The rest of the article is a quotation. I cut out some of the quotes because it's a bit political as opposed to those. Mm-hmm. But I think the things highlighted are the details surrounding the company and the terms of the loan agreement,
and
the purpose of the company, the sort of compliance details, and then the rationale, not just what is the company going to do, but why is the company doing it?
Is it given too early to know these questions?
No.
Sometimes you negotiate.
No.
You're still negotiating.
No.
Right?
No.
They give you detail.
No.
Might mess up the negotiation.
No. When I start talking like that to Corinne Mitchell, mm-hmm. she sent me straight to the back bedroom.
Mm.
The one with only one door. Yeah. You're talking foolishness. Yeah. I mean, that's what she said to me.
That's why we tarry on the freedom of information. You all want the information too soon. Whilst we're still negotiating. We might be still negotiating. Trying to get more money.
You have cable TV?
Yeah, I don't watch it per se.
Because you're a hard-working man.
Yeah,
they have one show on the cables called 48, The First 48.
Yeah.
And they start off and they let you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once the first 48 hours pass after that homicide occurred, the chances of you solving that decrease exponentially.
Mm. Let's take a break. We're going to take a break and come right back. We can continue this conversation. Or we will get, all depends on our
audience. We got a different story too.
We have a different story. Let me read with all the taxes leave. This is going to be Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they're that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and you'll call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
This is how we do it.
Get ready to kick off the new school year with a bang. It's the Guardian Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th in the parking lot of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksville, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, games, and back-to-school excitement. We've got something for everyone, from bouncing castles and facings and giveaways. Meet some of your favorite local businesses and get ready for the new school year with all the essentials. We'll have school supply vendors and local eateries with delicious treats. Don't miss out on the fun. The Guardian Club of South Ocean's Back-to-School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th at the Nassau Guardians parking lot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the perfect way to celebrate the end of summer and get excited for a great school year. See you here.
Brought to you by The Walking Clinic, Boss, Alive, FML, Asa H. Pritchett, Nassau Agencies, Original Parties, Caribbean Bottling Limited, Purity, Ari the Artist, Little Caesars, Marco's, Wendy's.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. It's about a month and a half ago, there was two police officers who were accosted by a large crowd. The crowd was becoming rambunctious. They approached the police, and I thought maybe not necessarily a threatening way, but a very rambunctious way. The police got defensive, and they pulled up their firearms, and they discharged into the air. And there were a number of critics say, hey, they need to implement more less lethal dispelling of crowds, because that could have caused an accident or deaths in terms of shooting into the air where this could ricochet. The person did not disperse. So after you shoot in the air, what is the next step? Where do you escalate to, right? And there was a great conversation about that. But recently, there was a court case where the coroner ruled that...
The coroner's court. Yeah.
Ruled that this death by police was... What exactly? What word did they use?
Let me read from the article.
Yes, it's before we get in problems.
Police commissioner, court ruling prompts review of use of force. Our News, yesterday's edition. The Royal Bahamas Police Force is considering adding non-lethal weapons to a court ruling that the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Dino Bain last December was homicide by murder. And so that's what...
Homicide by murder.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we used to call it murder. We didn't have heard the word homicide. All murders are homicides, but not all homicides are murders. Yeah, so it's going to either or, but now this is...
No, not either or. All murders are homicides.
So is this murder?
Or this we is We don't know.
This is just homicide by murder.
But the coroner's court ruling is basically saying the charge should be. Not that the person is guilty of offense.
What is the charge? Should it be homicide by murder or would it be murder?
It would be murder.
Oh, okay, because that homicide by murder sound different.
It sounds weird because we've never used, or we rarely use the term homicide properly in these instances,
I understand.
So it's a killing, and the type of killing is a murder.
Yeah, it's a murder that happened.
That's a charge.
A charge of murder happened?
No. So the coroner's court determines whether the person should be charged with an offense.
What should they be charged with?
And the ruling is that they should be charged with...
With what?
Murder.
Murder.
Yeah.
Saying...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they go before the courts, defense,
they defend
prosecution.
Themselves, and they say guilty or not guilty afterward.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So that's what prompted this most recent discussion.
But don't go further with that. I want you to read something positive first.
Because I'm just going to forget.
I promise to remind you to go back into that thing.
This story is positive as well, although we acknowledge, we hold in space for the Bain family, right, and the loss of their loved one. Here's a little bit of feel-good news. A Kefren International Academy joins Shack This Sat for Global All-Fight Initiative. This is in the Tribune yesterday. The Bahamas is joining Mission Shack This Sat, an all-girls global space mission, uniting students from 108 countries in the building and launch of a satellite to lunar orbit. That's to the moon, Mr. Nuri. Mm-hmm. Spearheaded internationally by Space Kids India, the initiative will engage up to 12,000 high school girls worldwide in 120 hours of advanced STEM training, covering physics, math, coding, ham radio, and satellite technology. A Kefren International Academy students will collaborate with their peers across the globe in the program, which culminates in the launch of the world's first student-built all-female satellite as part of the 2026 lunar mission. So these girls are going to build a satellite that goes up on the 2026 lunar mission, and they're going to try and launch it into orbit, I guess, lunar orbit.
I just want to congratulate Catherine.
Yeah.
That's the African school in Fort Hill.
Yeah, Pan-African.
Let's acknowledge it. But let's go back to the article again, though.
Okay, back to our article, Mr. Nuri. Police Commissioner Court ruling prompts review of use of force. Commissioner Chantinol says the decision has prompted discussions on the use of force and the importance of restraint, judgment, and justifiable force policies for officers. Reserve Constable Franklin Ambrista, accused of fatally shooting Bain, who was unarmed just one day before his 28th birthday, is now in custody. While acknowledging that officers sometimes face life or death split-second decisions, Knowles emphasizes training, accountability, and safer community practices. Dino Bain's mother, Marva Bain, commented on the ruling, and the commissioner says the policy changes are not expected to undermine officer confidence, with non-lethal measures set to be implemented starting September 9th. Starting 9th. So the first thing I want to say, Mr. Nuri, for me, I am, this is not a complaining moment at all. You see the transition?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when there's a killing, we just say, hey, I was in fear for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a commissioner that has reasoned through it, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I feel these words and hearing these words. Now, the measure is supposed to be implemented by, or starting September 9th. So we can familiarize ourselves with what non-lethal weapons, which is the language used in this article, means.
Tasers? Or it's pepper spray.
It can be, but let's start here first. The terms non-lethal and less lethal are often used interchangeably, but less lethal is a more accurate and preferred term. Non-lethal implies that a weapon or force option is incapable of causing death, which is not true for any commonly used law enforcement or self-defense tools. I didn't have enough Gnap this morning, sorry. Mm-hmm. Less lethal acknowledges that while these options are designed to minimize the risk of death or serious injury compared to lethal force, they can still cause harm, including death under certain circumstances. So, non-lethal, we went through that. It suggests a complete absence, of which is rarely, if ever, the case. Less lethal recognizes that it's intended to minimize the risk of death or serious injury, but can still cause harm, including death. Chemical irritants, Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper spray, while intended to temporarily incapacitate, can cause severe respiratory distress, especially in individuals with pre-existing conditions. Impact projectiles, rubber bullets, bean bags, or foam projectiles can cause serious injury or even death if they strike a vulnerable, like the head or neck.
Mm.
Electronic control weapons, tasers, while designed to temporarily incapacitate, can cause cardiac arrest or other serious complications in individuals with heart conditions. And then physical restraint. Even a seemingly non-lethal technique, like holding someone down to handcuff them, can be dangerous if the person has underlying health issues or if the restraint is applied improperly.
Mm.
And so that is a short overview from our friend AI.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a caller here. Let's entertain the caller, then we can pivot again if you want. Go ahead, caller. Guiding me to AM.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nguyen and Ms. Green. Yeah, the moral of this story, or the lesson from this story, well, while I don't suggest that the police play around with these criminals who are very incorrigible, and I guess that's the way to go in some instances. You know what I mean? Because the bean bags and the rubber bullets are very painful. So I have a cousin who's in the States. He told me they're very painful. But the thing is, Ms. Green, I'm afraid that the implementation of the body cams, right, would then bypass the need for an officer to turn a snitch on a fellow officer, which is very difficult to do. And so even though there's a narrative saying that no one is above the law, police officers like to say that when you tell them about other nefarious activities by other officers. They like to say no one is above the law. Whilst that may be in technicality, no one is above the law, they can use tactics to make themselves above the law. And that is one of the mechanisms, the blue wall of silence, the violence, right? So it's you saying no one is above the law, but if it's swept under the floor, someone is above the law, and the mechanisms post-incidents makes them above the law because it's hard to really get evidence against them.
Mm-hmm.
There was routing, and that's all I would say. But the thing is, nobody thought that he did anything wrong until this time has passed now. But residents in the area were in contrary to their narratives, but it was always downplayed. So the camera.
Yeah.
We just talking. And then what the hierarchy in the force failed to realize is, right, is that police officers are affiliated with gangs, too, from high school, et cetera. We are being very, very naive in this confined space that we live in. I just thought I should say that. I mean, what is it? You know, you're talking foolishness or you're talking sense. You would be naive to believe that no officer is gang affiliated. That's all I'm saying. Give thanks. I mean, because it's obviously the evidence. I mean, I don't even want to comment on the case with the coroner's inquest, because we've had dozens of coroner's inquests and nothing has happened post, and then everything goes into oblivion. Do you realize that? Everything goes into oblivion. You're not hearing anything about, let's say, take for instance, let me give you an example. This is something totally different. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Mm-hmm. Who killed down in Haiti, with Haiti waters. We haven't heard any comment from the Minister of Foreign Affairs. You understand me? So, mm-hmm. You know, it sickens me. His life gone on the drain. But as black men, our lives value nothing. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Your life has utmost value. Also, Sonny Miller, they say you got to go to court. Remember, we had the caller calling all the time, what's up with the Sonny Miller case, what's up with the Sully?
Yeah.
They say, yeah, the case off. Okay, go to court.
Yeah, go to court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As a tax, Mr. Newry, Brother Newry, Lady Green, the government is always find ways to spend our treasury funds, but little benefits for the real Bahamian. We need immediate changes for our economic growth and development. Jehovah God Almighty knows. Amen. Selah. Good morning. Here's another text. Good morning. Just tuning in, but I drove by Hay and Market Street yesterday. There's no entry sign on Market and Hay Street saying no entry from Market Street onto Hay Street. The problem is the sign is facing the wrong way. You would only see the sign if you were heading north on Market Street. As we know, you can only travel south on Market Street. Road traffic, get it. Listener told me just now, say, hey, when you travel in on Market Street, and you're traveling south, mm-hmm. right? And you get to the light at Hay Street. The light has a left turn signal. It has a red, a yellow, a green, and then a left turn signal separate from the green, which indicates you could turn left there. If you could turn left or right there, there would be either be no left turn signal or it would be two, a left and a right. Also, let's make this note. If you add an intersection with an individual, a separate turn signal, like on Parkgate, to turn onto Village Road,
yep.
If that light is red, you cannot turn left on red.
No. Because it has its own lane.
It has its own lane. It has its own light. Yeah. What's more important is it has its own light. If there's a left turn signal and it's red, then you cannot turn left on red.
Yeah.
That's the sign indicate when it's green, that's the sign indicating you can do so per the law.
Where the hurricane is now? It passes yet?
I don't know where I am. Missionary. I still trying to figure it.
Self-awareness.
Once I ain't hurting people,
good.
I could be okay.
Good. I know it passed Inagua may go under them, going further north.
Yeah.
East.
But I mean Aaron huge man. She stretched from Curacao in the south.
Andrew's body. It's an Andrew's body.
Yeah, I get it. And Andrew's heart, too. It's huge. The heart, huge.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Tomorrow is Mashup Wednesday.
Yeah, I have a guest tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
In the second hour.
Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.